Senate Democrats did not succeed in their bid to have the chamber debate their version of Medicare legislation. Mary Agnes, what happened?
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, he's a Democrat of Montana, brought his Medicare measure to the Senate floor, but it didn't win the 60 votes needed to begin debate on the bill. The tally was 54-39, so Baucus was just 6 votes short of the amount that he needed to prevent a filibuster.
Baucus made some changes in an attempt to win more support for his bill. Can you tell us about those, Mary Agnes?
One key last-minute addition was language to delay for 18 months a Medicare competitive bidding program for durable medical equipment that's drawn the ire of some medical equipment manufacturers who say the program is flawed in several ways and should be put on hold until those concerns are resolved. Including that language in his bill helped Baucus win some extra Republican votes, but that additional support was not enough to get the votes needed to start debate. Additionally, officials of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS, say that they've found no major problems with how they've selected suppliers for the program, which is scheduled to begin July the 1st in 10 areas around the country.
What are the major disagreements between Baucus's bill and Medicare legislation offered by the finance panel's ranking Republican, Charles E. Grassley of Iowa?
Well, the bills do have a lot in common. For example, both would stop a scheduled 10.6% cut in Medicare physician payments that's scheduled to go into effect July the 1st. They part company on payments to Medicare Advantage, the private insurers in the Medicare program. Baucus would make more changes to the Medicare Advantage program than Grassley's bill. For example, Baucus would require private fee-for-service plans to establish provider networks, which opponents say would make it difficult for those plans to operate in certain areas of the country. Grassley opposed those changes, as did the White House, which threatened to veto the bill.
What's next for this bill?
Grassley and Baucus have combined forces many times before to produce legislation that they co-sponsor, and that's the likely scenario that will happen this time as well. The impending July 1st deadline may help speed things along, but the ultimate product may be a Medicare physician payment fix that's shorter than the 18-month period now specified in both bills. A smaller bill would cost less to finance, but it also means that lawmakers and staff may be forced to confront this problem again sooner than they'd like to.
A House panel recently approved two measures dealing with the VA healthcare system. Could you describe those for us?
One of the bills approved by the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Health would call for the appointment of 6 regional ombudsmen who would provide information about coverage and help veterans understand their benefits and submit claims to the Veterans Health Administration and the Veterans Benefit Administration. A second bill the subcommittee passed would authorize $5 million annually from fiscal 2009 to fiscal 2013 to establish epilepsy centers of excellence within the VA's 5 polytrauma rehabilitation centers. Staffers at the centers would investigate the diagnosis, treatment, and long-term effects of epilepsy, coordinate care for epileptic veterans, and develop a national referral system for veterans who suffer from epilepsy.
Separately, the House recently passed a bill dealing with the research in childhood cancer. Mary Agnes, what would the measure do?
It would authorize $30 million a year from fiscal 2009 to 2013 to support pediatric cancer research institutes, establish a childhood cancer database, and provide information about the diseases to affected families. The bill, which is named for the daughter of Republican Deborah Price, she's from Ohio, and her daughter died of cancer in 1999 at age 9, passed the chamber on a voice vote.
What are the bill's prospects in the Senate?
While the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions panel passed a similar pediatric cancer bill last November, it has not advanced in the Senate because an unidentified senator has placed a hold on the legislation. But the House passage may put more pressure on the Senate to take action.
A bipartisan group of House members has announced support for legislation they say would help small businesses purchase health insurance at more affordable rates. Mary Agnes, could you tell us more about this measure?
Among its provisions, the bill would allow small businesses to form nationwide or statewide pools to purchase health care coverage, and it would provide targeted tax credits for small business owners to offset contributions to employee premiums. The measure would also ban health status rating to shield businesses from large rate increases because an employee gets sick. A similar bill is pending in the Senate.
What groups support the measure?
It has backing from both business and union groups. For example, the National Federation of Independent Business, as well as the Service Employees International Union, support the bill. Other backers include AARP and Families USA.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey.